with SRN News. I'm John Scott. The Trump team cheering the special counsel's decision to end two federal cases against the president-elect. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
A spokesman for Donald Trump welcomed the Justice Department's announcement, calling it a major victory for the rule of law. Now that Trump is the president-elect, Special Counsel Jack Smith is dropping the 2020 election interference case and the classified documents case against Trump. It's DOJ policy to protect presidents from prosecution while in office, and those protections extend to a president-elect. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, Israeli U.N. Ambassador Danny Danon says work continues on a ceasefire deal with Hezbollah.
We haven't finalized it, but we are moving forward. I assume that the cabinet will meet today or tomorrow to discuss it. And I think for us it's important what will happen after, that Hezbollah will not be allowed to come back to the fence, and we will do whatever is necessary to guarantee it. We learned the lessons from 2006.
Foreign ministers from the world's leading industrialized nations are expressing cautious optimism about possible progress on a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hezbollah. A group of seven ministers are meeting outside Rome. Aunts of Eric and Lau Menendez testified on their behalf Monday as the brothers seek to have their 1989 convictions re-examined in the shotgun murders of their parents in their Beverly Hills home more than 30 years ago. Now, at 53 and 56, Eric and Lau Menendez making a new bid for freedom. Their lawyers filed a habeas corpus petition in May 2023, asking for a judge to consider new evidence in their father's sexual abuse. This is SRN News. A new agency targets Planned Parenthood. SRN's Michael Harrington with that report.
Elon Musk has been tapped by President Trump to head the Department of Government Efficiency, and one of its first actions may be to cut federal funding from the nation's largest abortion business. Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who all serve in the new agency, have reportedly placed Planned Parenthood on a list of groups that are benefiting from taxpayer dollars and are liable to be cut off. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Russia's upper house of parliament has endorsed a bill banning adoption of Russian children by citizens of countries where gender transitioning is legal. The Federation Council has also approved bills that outlaw the spread of material that encourages people not to have children. The legislation, which was previously approved by Russia's lower house, will now go to President Vladimir Putin for signing into law. This is SRN News. Food safety experts say safely serving a holiday feast takes planning and know-how. Outbreaks of some types of food poisoning tend to rise in November and December. Tainted turkey, undercooked stuffing, and germ-laced gravy from holiday buffets have all led to past illnesses and even deaths. Rutgers University food science expert Donald Schiffner.
The turkey should be cooked to a temperature of 165 degrees Fahrenheit in all spots, and that will ensure that the turkey is safe, but also that it's fully cooked. You can't rely on color or other methods for indicating doneness. The only tried and true way is using a tip-sensitive digital thermometer.
And keep raw poultry from mingling with uncooked foods. At a federal appeals court, says medical marijuana businesses in Mississippi don't have the right to advertise on billboards or other places because marijuana itself remains illegal under federal law. More details at SRNNews.com.